Add to that the fact that many people are in a long-distance relationship anyway, and the sexual tension can run pretty high. Masturbation can relieve the physical tension, but it isn't really a match for the real thing. There's also phone sex while each of you masturbates. And there's another group of people, those who meet online, mostly in chat rooms, who may never plan to meet but who enjoy sending sexy texts and videos to each other. The popularity of sexting. One activity that has enjoyed a huge increase in popularity over the past couple of years is sexting. You know, writing steamy messages to each other about what you'd like to do or have done to you. And even including sexy images of one another. It doesn't look like any slowdown will happen even as COVID isolation slows down. Plus, it's just fun. Kinky Quotes has this to say, one of the most fun and sexy things you can do is send each other dirty messages, you know those naughty, kinky and seriously dirty texts about what you want to do to each other, how you are going to make each other come, etc. All of these things can become a little boring if they are just repeated over and over. How about spicing things up? What do you say? Well, how about setting up your own adventure and living out some of your sexual fantasies with any of the large number of online sexting games out there? If you've never heard of online sexting games, then you will want to read on and discover a new sexy way to engage each other with a fun twist. Here's a bunch of them. The Treasure Hunt. This one is really fun if you and your partner have recently been together but now will be apart for a while. Leave something of yours hidden at their place, preferably something a bit provocative, such as a piece of underwear or a sex toy you just bought for future use. Even a tube of special, flavored lube will do. After you have left and some time has gone by, text your partner and tell them they are going on a treasure hunt for something you left there. You can give clues along the way if you want. Never have I ever. Here's a sexy version of a traditional game that usually shows up on Facebook. The title is, Never Have I Ever Done the Following. Then there is a list to go through to tick off those things you haven't done, e.g. skydiving, eating snails, etc. You can play, Never Have I Ever, as a fun variation with your sex lives. One of you starts and states something that you've never done related to sex. Start with some calm things like, Never have I ever had my toes sucked on. Your partner then names something they have never done. You can progress into dirty things as you get more comfortable with the game. Never have I ever had anal sex. Never have I ever given or gotten an ass lick. Never have I ever done it doggy style. Never have I ever masturbated with beads. As you go through this list of, Never have I ever, things, you might just decide that some of them will be things you will try when next together. One of the things about this type of sexting is that it builds anticipation and desire, states Siobhan Jones, a clinical social worker. When there's distance between you, sexting can really keep the connection going. Writing a story together. If both of you have read some erotic stories in the past, you may be ready to try your own hands at one, even including parts of your own relationship and life. Here's how this one goes. You each add a sentence to the story. You can begin with some mild romantic or sexual sentences. Then, gradually let that story get steamier. What amazing sex positions are the couple using? Are they playing a kinky sex game? Each of you has to add to the play-by-play description, and it has to make sense to the storyline. And whoever is also able to add some humor gets his or her sexual needs met first when they are together again. Who's the king or queen? Fortunately today, sexting can include a picture, or several, and even video live streaming. So the games mentioned here can be much spicier than, days of old, when it was only words. That's what makes this one of the best games to play. On the first day of this game, one of the partners gets to call all of the shots. They tell the other what to put on or take off, what body part to expose, what positions to take and what to do with their hands, etc. These commands can include sex toys or other equipment that you have used when together. It could even involve eating a piece of fruit in a sexy way, anything that will fulfill the partner's desires at the moment. Of course, the next day the roles are reversed. Some couples say that this is the best of all sexting mobile games they play. Guessing games. There is an old children's game called, I Spy. The lead player picks something in a room and then says something like, I spy something green. The other players then have to guess the object, and the winner then becomes the next lead player. There are all sorts of adult versions of this game for a great long-distance chat. One partner can show part of a body part and the other person has to guess what it is from just this partial exposure. This can lead to a world of laughter, which is always a good thing for a relationship, as well as some erotic thoughts if the body part happens to be erotic. Another variation of this game is, guess what I am wearing. One player puts on something sexy, a pair of sexy lace lingerie or bra or a jockstrap, for instance, can give a few hints, and the other has to guess. One of the best ideas? Wear nothing at all and then reveal it when the other is unable to guess correctly. If, for example, you sleep nude when together, you could give a hint that you often wear it to bed. Go shopping. Start this out by doing some shopping, either at your favorite toy store or online. Take pictures of a bunch of items, but then buy one or two of them. When you next talk, show your love the pictures you have taken and tell them you have purchased one of these for your next meetup. Leave them guessing which one you actually chose. A nice surprise when your partner and you are together again. A variation of this game is to find toys, sexy clothing, or an incredibly dirty porn video that turns you on. Take a picture of each of these things and tell your mate that these are just hints for what you want for your birthday or Christmas. Develop a sex bucket list together. Where would you like to have sex? Would both of you be interested in a threesome? For this little game, there are no rules. You and your partner should each think about stuff like where in the world you would like to have sex, what kind of sex you would like to have, and add these to an ongoing bucket list. When you are together again, check out that list and decide which of the things on the list can be done during that time. A bucket list for sex can go on for the rest of your life together, with add-ons as you think of them. Race to the finish line. Here's one that will give both of you a chance to exhibit your sexuality in all its glory. Who can have an orgasm first? This is the perfect game for a video call so that you can watch each other as you get off and you can both see who actually has the first orgasm. You can play this as often as you want, and watching the other person orgasm is such a turn-on. You'll want to do this one often because it's a great game to keep you and your partner sexually connected, even when the sex cannot be in person. Song lyrics creativity. Years ago, there was a bar activity with a live band. Basically, the band would have a single song line underneath the covers. Patrons were asked to come up with song titles that would go with that line. The band would then sing that song title, followed by the underneath the covers line. For example, someone would shout out a song title like, I've got you under my skin, and the fun would begin. Lots of laughter and fun. You and your mate could play this one, or you could come up with your own variations of titles or lyrics. How about Queen's, Mama, I just F-ked my man tonight? Or how about Adele's, Rolling in the Deep? You should be able to think of all sorts of changes to that title or the lines in the song. Pick some songs that you both like and go at it. This is huge fun, and text them over as soon as you think of them, whether your partner is available at the moment or not. This can become a sexting game that you both continue playing throughout your separation and even when you are together. Truth or Dare. This has been a long-standing classic game for children, but one that has been taken over by adults with R-rated subject matter. If you've never played it, it goes like this. One person is it. They are asked a question and must answer truthfully. If they don't want to answer, they have to take a dare, something they must do based on a command of one of the other players. In the adult world, this can get a bit steamy, but it's fun for sexting. So, you might ask, have you ever had sex with three people involved? They have the choice to answer truthfully or to take a dare from you. The truth or dare thing is great as long as you and your partner are not afraid of burning questions that you will answer with the truth. After all, both of you have a past before you met and what you did then is not necessarily what you would do today. You may be more than willing to tell your story, and should if you plan a long relationship and might even marry. And it's a fun way of being honest about your past. If you are in a position to give a dare, you can make it funny and light, or you can get downright steamy, spice things up, and have them perform a sex act on themselves, for instance. This can be a fun game with your partner that can go on indefinitely over the course of your whole separation. Are there more? Oh God, yes. There are books written about games to play with a partner via sexting. Get one and read through all of the ideas for such things as role-playing, famous people you would kiss and or have sex with, where you might kiss each other, what sex adventures you could plan together, even sending porn websites to each other. And these may end up giving you or your partner a new idea for a totally unique sexting game, maybe a new and dirty night of a live streaming adventure. Dirty is not a bad word in the world of sex. Whatever sexting games you both choose are right.